This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for February 21st. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms, chapter 37, verse 24. It says there, "If they fall, they will not stay down, because the Lord will help them up." End of quote. Failure is part of human life. However, you do not stay down because of the divine help available to you. Don't you remember when you were small, you failed many times before you started walking? Remember how long it took to get your bike balance? How many times you tripped or fell before you got that bike balance? You know, I got teenage boys in my home. I asked them to do chores at home. Of course, I know they are going to make mistakes. If I do not allow them to fail, they are not going to grow. Failure paves the way to grow into healthy, responsible adults. I hope that they would eventually learn from their mistakes and grow well. Today's Bible verse is, "If they fall, they will not stay down, because the Lord will help them up." Our Heavenly Father is the perfect Father. He is not a comparison to any human fathers. It says in the book of Psalms, chapter 18, verse 30, "The God, how perfect are His deeds, how dependable His words," end of quote. "His works are perfect, His words are faithful, His love lasts forever. He is the good Father." Psalm 106, verse 1 says, "For He is good, His love endures forever," end of quote. No matter what happens, you can never blow off His perfect love. Romans chapter 8, 38-39 says, "For I am certain that nothing can separate us from His love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor other heavenly rulers or powers, neither the present nor the future, neither the world above nor the world below. There is nothing in all creation that will ever be able to separate us from the love of God, which is ours through Jesus Christ, our Lord." End of quote. You see, there is no variation or shadow of shifting in Him, according to James 1:17. In short, there is no imperfection in the Father in heaven. Being the perfect Father, God has enough rooms for our failures. He has compassion on us. Bible says in Psalms 103, verse 14, "For He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust." End of quote. He knows we are prone to fail because we are dust. If imperfect earthly fathers understand the failures of their children and show patience and forgiveness, how much more the Heavenly Father would do to His children. For some of you, it may be difficult to grasp because your parents expected perfection from the get-go. Take a deep breath. Your failure is not the end of the world and hope. You have a perfect, loving, faithful, compassionate Father in heaven. It makes all the difference for you. You see, if you failed, God has His loving and caring eye on you. He wants to pick you up and raise you to higher grounds that you never imagined in your wildest dreams. Your failure is one of a kind, unique opportunity to fly again high. Do not quit because you failed. Instead, God wants you to learn from your failure and mistakes and stick with Him through the process. Our today's verse says, "If they fall, they will not stay down, because the Lord will help them up." The Almighty Lord is willing and able to help when you fail. He is easily accessible 24 hours, 7 days of the week. Hebrews 4:16 says in the Bible, "Come to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive His mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it the most." End of quote. You see, failing time is the time you need Him the most. David says, "God pulled him out of the miry clay and put his feet on a rock and gave a new song in his mouth." Failed time is the time to stick with the Lord like a glue. You see, failure makes you more compassionate and ready to serve hurting people because you experienced the frame of humanity. You learn something that others did not discover yet. You become more merciful, forgiving, and less judgmental. You become a better channel to represent God to those who are hurt. Peter failed big time by denying Jesus 3 times. Only we can imagine his anxieties of his mind during those days. Because Jesus picked him up and restored, according to John 21:15-25. He could write later when he wrote the epistle, 1 Peter 4:7. He says, "Cast all your anxiety upon him, because he cares for you," end of quote. He also wrote in verse 10, this, he said, "The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you," end of quote. Dearly beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Our Father in heaven, I come to the throne of grace, your throne, seeking mercy and grace because I need it most now. I heard your throne is the center of grace and you will never abandon me. You promised you would pick me up, restore, and make me stand on higher grounds. I need you, Lord. I believe your promise and I claim it. Lord Jesus, you died for all of my sins. You loved me. You died in my place. I open my heart and life to you and for your purposes. Come and help me today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.